Okay, we're starting our second shiur, Monday night, our second shiur on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, following the calendar of Yom Yomi, Tov Kuf Pei Beis. I'm sure everyone did the remaining Mishnah Berurahs on the last Sifim of Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Tov Kuf Pei Beis, the Shinui of Davening, Vasar Shemei Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, Vasar Shemei Tshuva Omer HaMelech HaKadosh, and HaMelech HaMishpot, that's the Chasima. Two brachas whose Chasimas are fundamentally different. There's a change in HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Ba'Shalom and Osei HaShalom, but that's not really a fundamental change in the Chasima, but this is a fundamental change. HaMelech, it's a whole different thing. You're talking about Hashem's Midos Malchus. The Imtoa, Osho Mesupik, Imhu Ba'Melech HaKadosh, so you assume you did it the wrong way, and therefore Chozer L'Rosh, you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, because the first three brachas are considered as one when it comes to mistakes. So you don't just go back to the beginning, you know, you didn't finish Shemona Esrei yet. So really, you would go back to the beginning of the bracha, but by the first three brachas, you have to go back to the beginning, because the first three brachas are considered one regarding Ta'uyos. So then you only have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, but wait a second on that, because we don't paskin like that. But here the Machaber says that in this they're called Shaka Raglov, close to the Birchas Hashiva, you go back to the beginning of that bracha. Then you finish Mon Ezra, you said the bracha wrong. I only also have Simukuf Yud Zion where there's more details about what's called She'okar Raglov. What about if you finished and your punk didn't step back yet, three steps? So there's technical halachas, what's called Okar Raglov. Our component, if Okar Raglov, then Chozer L'Rosh, you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. And Vayin Liel Simen Kuf Yud Ches, that the Ramah, Ashkenazim, in other words, would not paskin like the second din of HaMelech HaMishpat, because we say that since you mentioned the Midas Malchus and the Chasim of the Bracha anyway, Melech HaHetzvah Kol Mishpat, so it does not require going back, not even to the beginning of the Bracha, once you're Chosein the Bracha. So the only thing you'd be Chazer on is HaMelech HaKadosh HaKel HaKadosh, and then you'd go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Now the Mechaber said if you didn't say it, or you're not sure if you said it, because the presumption is you said it the wrong way. Baseres you made tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says, "B'maril kozav the yesh makomus nagin not lo gemar ma'arodus b'shnei leilo shel Rosh Hashanah." That's the additional piyutim added to Birchas Kriyashma on Yomim Tovim, which we never say, or at least the minig has become not to say it. I shouldn't say we never say it, but the minig has become in yeshivas and in stam shuls. The minig is more and more prevalent to not say it. But still, the German congregation say it. Probably, I'm sure. They Nogan came to Mekomenu on Rosh Hashanah, Lefi Sheim Shiros Ushvachos. So we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah. Oth Kosov B'Sheim Nogan. I'm sorry, someone hears something? No. The Nogan are called Lama Pozik Tikka B'Chayde Shefar before Shemona Esrei. Now that you move to Israel, you're free from saying that. Below Havi Hetzik, Tav Gigula Arichta. Okay, HaMelech HaKadosh, Mishum She'achshav, and you made what? Sorry? Yeah, we don't say it. Just like you don't say the Shomru. You don't say the Davar Moshe, Shmuel HaShem, Obnei Yisrael. So we don't say Tikkun B'Chai D'Shaifer. It should be. The Hasidim came and they started doing their own thing. But the prevalent minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to follow the Gra and not to say it. The Hasidim Sheminyanim say it. They broke the minhag. They started their own minhag. It's very hard to have Minhagim nowadays. The Kol Yisrael is a melting pot. So even in Eretz Yisrael, what used to be prevalent Minhag Hagra, the Hasidim say the Shomru and say all those things. HaMelech HaKadosh, Mishum She'achshav Heim Yemeidin. This is important, Rabosai. You should know why you say HaMelech HaKadosh. The Mishnah Berurah, this is a Rashi in Brachas. I'm surprised the Shaar HaTzion is not Mitzayim. Mishum she'achshav heim yemei din. Shekadosh Baruch Hu yoshev adon kol olam umare malchuso. So the malchus of Hashem is being manifested. Umem shalto shuba kol mashalom. So the midah of malchus is being manifested. So, okay. Oshu mesupik shechazok amashu ragul umaskir, especially in Shmona Esrei where your lips are moving faster than your mind anyway. V'achav omani sheyomar tishim pa'amim to get used to it. K'mag b'sim akuf yudalat zivchaz by mashu v'ruach. Of course. You can't say Hashem's name. So then you're not getting used to it. So there's not much you can do about it. Okay. Chozel Rosh. The Gimel Baruch Hashem is Choshuv Ka'achas. Again, you find your mouth has said and the like. The poskim agree that indeed you do not have to, that the Mishnah Berurah's svara now of Efshar could be followed. So you're saying so in the change of the bracha, your mouth is probably used to saying Hamelach HaKadosh. So if you're Musupik, but you said those additional paragraphs, you can assume you said it correctly. Okay, another good svara. Very important Sharat Tzion here. He brings down from the Chayyadam, who brings down from whatever his name is, that the night of Rosh Hashanah, perhaps you don't have to say Shmona Esrei over again, because it's like Yalav Yavo on Leil Veshchodesh, that since Ein Mekatch and HaKodesh Balayla, so at night, we can't definitively be Koveyat Rosh Hashanah, so to speak. So you don't have to say Shmona Esrei over for lack of Amelach HaKadosh. Then the Shaar HaTzion says, V'lanias Daiti Lo Nehira. That would make sense if he's Mispahol Tfilos Chol. But here he davened Tfilos Yomtiv. So Manoshach, he's not Yotze. He didn't say the right Shmona Esrei anyway. So the Shaar HaTzion says, it's not even logical than Svara. So he says maybe he's talking about, he didn't say Shmona Esrei yet. And then a chanami, that's what he should do. He should finish with a choldik and shmona esrei. It's not clear. So the achronim lemaisa have a lot of Torah on this. Ayin besvarim. You can see a lot of people pulling back and forth. Halach lemaisa, if it happens, you should say shmona esrei over again, probably. If it happens that you said Okel HaKadosh, even the night, like the Shaar HaTzion's Maskona is. I only have to say Sifah Kut Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says. Sifhei, I ain't showing the Mishnah Berurah, Sifah Kut Yud Ches. That's regarding Amelach HaMishpat. No, that's regarding, what's called Okaragla. Now comes, I only have to say Sifah Kut Yud Ches, the Shaar HaTzion Kut Yud Ches, Allah Adimam Amelach HaTzion Mishpat. So if you're passing like the Mishnah Berurah, you have to look it up, because he said I am Shom, so you have to listen to him. How can you not going to listen to him? You're passing like the Mishnah Berurah. Sid Beis, Imamur HaKel HaKadosh. Nobody's listening. Imamur HaKel HaKadosh, B'toch Kedei Dibur, Nizkar, V'omur HaMelech HaKadosh, you're safe. Ain't it Tzorech Lachzor? That's called Toch Kedei Dibur. It's like a Din Chazora. You fixed up your mistake, and it's good. V'chein Adin by Melech HaMishpat. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin. Hainu. Shaloshoha Mishagoma HaKel HaKadosh. Rak Kedei Shalosh Tevos. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. V'yem Shoha Yosh Mishir Zeh Lo Mani Chazorosso. V'chozeh Shalohizkol Adayin Bracha Acheres. It's too late. So we had that here once with the Chazan. And the Chazan started fumbling. He said, okay. And then he couldn't, remember? And he couldn't catch himself. And he, so
we decided he should not say Shmona Esrei over. I think the cheshbon was that right, that was the cheshbon. And although he didn't say the right thing Tochidei Dibur, but he was trying to. He was being chozer Tochidei Dibur. I think that was the maskana. Or we weren't exactly sure. Maybe he even fixed the Tochidei Dibur.
Ain't a tzorech lachzor. I know if you don't miss you make tshuva. This is based on a sugya in brachas, very important sugya. The idea of chazara, it helps even if you totally were oblivious. It's not that you made a mistake in the words. You made a mistake, you didn't realize. You forgot that it's a shoshone, you forgot that it's a shoshone to make tshuva. Uvei shomem barachato Hashem, hayim edat negam kin l'sayim okev ha-kodosh. So your mistake wasn't in what's called iskal milule. Your mistake wasn't in a slip of the tongue that you fixed up your mistake. Your mistake was in your whole intention, your whole kavon and everything. So when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you had the wrong kavonah. You didn't know it was Rosh Hashanah, Sefer Shemay Tshuva, and you meant to say Akel HaKadosh. Even so, you got to learn the sugi and brachas with your shonim to understand this properly. Even so, you could say Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Even though your Baruch Atah Hashem was not good. But if you fixed up the nusach, the Chedibur, you're okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. Haino, a feeble bonus, because you make Juba, make Shabbat Baruch Atah Hashem, how you would die to God with them, okay, HaKadosh. A feeble loving, if you should go to sleep, Nizka, from HaMelech HaKadosh, Mahani, you're home free, it's good. Chenatim Bamanach HaMishpot, other than she taught them to back away them, that you better do that or else you gotta go back. Ulti Masha Kodak Gormop is a Mekufi of Ches. Bechol Gadli ain't Sorech Lachzor. In Rosh Amma Bapam Horizon, Okel O Eitzva Kol Bishpod, which is some of the skulls, for his Kirmelech, and of course this didn't apply. However, should you fix it up by Melech O Eitzva Kol Mishpod Tochidei Dibur? Yes, you should. You should say it the right way. Siv Gimel, the Shabbos Bein Tayyim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Arvis, Yom HaBikos Me'in Sheva, HaMelech HaKodoh, Shein Kamohu, Hagav Hu Adin, Imchol Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos, the Chosei Mishel Shabbos Levad, so the Bracha is not a Rosh Hashanah Dika Bracha, you're not being Messiah, Melech HaKol Horetz, Kadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron, you're only saying the Kadesh HaShabbos, because Me'in Sheva is only Al Shabbos. Still, you say a Melech HaKadosh, Chenk Shechol Yom Kippur V'Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, V'yimtov Omer Akel HaKadosh. What do you do? It's not the chasim of the bracha, it's just the nusach in the middle. Yesh Deyos Ma'achronim in Tzorech Lachzor. By the way, we're not talking about the kohol. We're talking about the chazim, who's saying the bracha. The kohol can do what it wants. The chazim, the bracha, that's the question. Is it ma'akev the nusach ha-bracha, even though it's not the chasimus ha-bracha? It's just the nusach ha-bracha. That's the Deus ma'achronim. Okay? The dafkota question arises in siyam ha-bracha. Avalim nizkar kodim shasiyim. So what's the big deal? I mean, you go back. Yaskol min ha-melech ha-kodosh. Imchol was shashama b'shabbat, v'tzvom yom ha-gam kev v'vichol nishab v'shabbat v'shabbat v'melech ha-kodosh. That's the chiddush. Even though the bracha is only a Shabbos bracha, Rak Mishel Shabbos, he's chosim. Ukechol yomtiv shchol yos b'shabbos. Shein amaskim b'shol yomtiv. Ucheneskul yehel b'simin rei. Samachesif tezayin shom. Still, Hamelach Hakadosh is imperative, and it's ma'akev. Siv Dalit says Yeshno Hagimul Sparu B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim B'Kriya. Means Shmona Esrei. It means bent down. You actually have to get up before you say Baruch Atah Hashem. I don't know what they do nowadays. When I was in yeshiva, everybody did this. It says Yesh Noagin. Who's not going to do a Yesh Noagin? Right, that's the old joke. Right? Should have said Yesh Noagin Shalo Lignov. The Kriya. Levisha Nutliyim. You never heard that joke? Famous joke. Levisha Nutliyim Bedim. You're supposed to feel it. Yes, Rabosa, you're supposed to feel it. Lufika chichavim lehispawo be'emu b'yira. You're supposed to... You learn the sugya in brachas. The more chashuv a person is,
the more he has to exhibit hachna during Shmona Esrei. And a melech has to be korea the whole time by every bracha. And there's different madregas there. The more chashev you are, or you think you are, the more hachna you have to show. The kriya, you know, the whole bowing down. You have to see, bowing down is not what we do by Aleinu. Bowing down is not even what we do by Aleinu on Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah rather, and Yom Kippur also. Bowing down is flat, stretched out from head to toe. That's Ishtachavah. And the concept when you do that is you're being submissive. You're saying you're nothing. You have no gavhus, gimul veiz hey vav sof. You have no gavhus in you whatsoever in front of Hashem. You're totally, it's total bittul. That's Ishtachavah. We do kriya, then there's kidah, different expressions of submissiveness to Hashem. Here, it doesn't mean technical kriya, al birkos. It means the way we go by Aleinu every day. You bent over. I assume that's what it means. Here he talks about it, the Mishnah Berurah. How embarrassing. Maybe I forgot. Is it better to have not prepared or to have a terrible memory? I didn't prepare, I admit it. What we do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by Aleinu. Even those that do the minig of the mechaber of Siv Dalit don't do that. So maybe I remember this part also. Eli Yisparo b'kriyos rosho and gufo b'levat. They just bow down like we do by Aleinu. But you have to be zokeh to sofa bracha. Pirish kodem shayoma baruch atah. V'uadim b'tchilos habracha. Because you have to only bow when Chazal were misakated by those brachas. So he says, V'atam shalom lohos v'al takonos chachomim shalom tiknu ala b'tchilos avos v'hodah. That's modem anach v'loch, in case you're wondering. U'besofon, which is baruch atah Hashem mogen Avram, and baruch atah Hashem atov shemcha u'lechonu ala hodos. But by no other brachas. So there's no harm done if you korea in the middle of a bracha. But at the beginning and the end of every other bracha, you can't be mosif on takonos chazal, so you actually have to be zokeif before you, when you say the end of a bracha, if you're bowing down, and the beginning of the next bracha. Finally, Elbus and Makufi have given the Mishnah Berurah Sham. Sifkot and Hay tells us in Lomar Zachreinu Mikamocha, Ein Machzirin also. It's not an essential part of the Nusach HaBracha. It's not essential. It's not Ma'akev. Agob, Afilu Lomar Karagla Vadayin. We're not even talking about the end of Shmona Esrei. Rakshasiyam Oysa Bracha. Once you finish the bracha, you don't go back. And if you think the implication is that before you finish the bracha, you do go back, you're right. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we go weiter. No, let's go back. Let's finish up. Same thing. Even though by b'sefer, according to the nusach that we used to say in America, we were changing the nusach of the bracha, so you might think that's ma'akev. But no, as I said before in the beginning of the shiur, it's not an essential, substantial, significant change. So they say, show them this. It's not a significant change, even if you do change. It's not an essential, different chasima. It's not an essentially different chasima. Sivkot and tezvov. Zacheinu michamocha d'agonim. Who said you should say Zacheinu michamocha? Where is that? HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat is in the Gemara. Where's this Zacheinu Michamocha business? So the Mishnah Berurah, Hagaonim, Tiknu, Maser Shemek Shuvah, Loma Zacheinu Bechasavos, Ubegvuros Michamocha, Ubehodah Uksov, Ubesim Shalom Baseifer. Balken Kim Shenu Ela Tikun Hagaonim, and Shokach Laomrom, Ein Lachzor. Not the way I said it. I said it, it's not an essential part of the Nusach. It's not Ma'akif. Mishnah Berurah says it a little differently. Not a little, he says it differently. He says it might be essentially a difference that's Ma'akif, but it's only Takonas HaGaonim, so that's why it's not Ma'akif. What about the first change? No, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos says it. Gaonim. Gaonim means after the Kasimus HaTalmud.
Rakshasiyam also Bracha. Right? Then it's too late. You don't go back. Ratzalom HaShomer Hashem Shal HaBracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, you said already. Ein Lachzor Mishum Chashash Bracha LeBatola. Aval Kol HaShomer Hashem Shal HaBracha Yochol Lachzor Aval Mishyesh Kama Shemos. You said Hashem's name a couple of times. Gagom B'Vachol HaChayim. Right? So you said Hakel Yeshua Zeinu Bezra Zeinu Sela. Hakel Yeshua. So you said Hashem's name. Right? So you can still go back. It's the Bracha that says no more going back. Lichayim yom bishvat tachas halamit, v'liyom bepatach, v'lo lishtam alachayim, k'mon alochayim. If you learn the Dorim, the end of the first perek, you would have more of an appreciation of what he just said over there in the Mishnah in the Dorim, la korban. V'liyom moelu shein yemeidin, tzarech ledaktek ulefareit heitei tfiloso. Wouldn't be a bad idea to have kavana by davening either. Abu Bashayimos Hashana on Omerim Vamidenu Malkenu Lachayim. We don't say that, we say Lachayim. Befatach Tachvalam, Vainu Nuchoshashem. Vishacha Kavanah Salay, Vainu Nadvarim. But you're showing that your tefillah is Mumaduktuk on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Shemichuban Yom Kippah. Vilayam Lachayim Tavim Rak Lachayim. The first time, Zachainu Lachayim. Ashagir Luchsov Lachayim, then you say Lachayim Tovim. You build your way up. Kiamavakish Archavakish Mitchiladovamuat. Probably, maybe means if even if it comes out on Shabbos. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Nusach is La'ela La'ela. Like you say, Soviv Soviv. A lot of words you double for emphasis. But there is a nusach le'ela u'le'ela, which many people say, and it has its explanations in the Svarim. But like I say, if you want to follow the Mishnah Berurah, you'll say le'ela le'ela, and you'll sound very frum. Tu'ad dinam lo'omak sovu b'sefer, v'chein gam tosefes u'v'chein tein, she'omrim b'bracha shlishes on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, im lo amoro klau, ein machziren also, it's not ma'akev. Okay, Sivvot says on the Betfila, but it's not as Yom HaZikaron as they know Maske Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah says, the Kshomim Yom HaZikaron, Koinami Yom Rosh Chodesh, the Kari Zikaron, the Tzib Uv Moadechem of Rosh Hachechem, Koyo Lechem Le Zikaron. Okay, so Yom Zikaron actually alludes to the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh also. Siv Zion says, Mchol Bechol, Omer, Yom Truah Mikra Chodesh, Yimchol Beshabbos Omer, Zikron Truah, not Yom Zikron Truah, but this year you don't have to worry about it. Tafilu betfilas halayla o beginnish, the Mishnah Berurah says. It's Yom Truah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Truah. That's the essence of the day. Abagav shayim token belayla. Bitomu kama yom, yom shel Truah. The lamacha bevada yisku. It's Hashem. Fakasu ha'achronim. The b'diyevet amabar b'chol zichron Truah. The siyam ha'bracha ein achozer. The avatorik siv zichron Truah. Abagav the b'diyaraisu t'kiya shariya b'shabbos. So Zichron Truah is an appropriate description of the essence of Rosh Hashanah, even if you blow shofar, but the idea of the shofar is Lahalos Zichroneinu Lifnei Hashem. So that's the idea of Zichron Truah, that the Truah is a Zikoro. V'adim B'Shabbos Imam Yom Truah. Kamkin ain't a chozer. Where is the matter with the Evid? Ain't Oma Mo'adim L'Simcha Chakim Zmanim L'Sosom. V'chein ain't Oma V'Hasiyenu. Because there's no mitzvah zriya on Rosh Hashanah. You can't bring the korban shlova. Whoops, I skipped something. B'Shabbos Omer, Mishnah Berurah Chaf. Panu l'kenem l'kevus enu sevim l'chaseinu kadishenu. Avu b'yom kippur mishkol b'Shabbos ein omer sevim l'chaseinu. Kivu shu yominui beinu menucha gemura. We say whatever it says in your machza. And you want to know if there's a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah, you could also learn, it's a very wonderful sugya, you have a lot of achrayim, a lot of pupulim, a lot of Torah.
Just follow the Maxer of both sides. Sif test. One more sif. There are plans of both sides to shift around the Shiurim and Beis Tefillah, and probably after Sukkos, we're going to go to finding a time to learn on Shabbos, so we don't have to continue at this frantic pace of trying to do 7 days and 5 days. We'll do the calendar mamish, and on Shabbos we'll learn for 2 days. That's upcoming attractions, you know, like the trailers. Aval Kav, Aval Pi, Shekol Yemos HaShonim is Baal and Balachash. Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim Nogim Loma B'Kol Ram. That also they do in yeshivas, because it says Nogim. V'la'atos Lo Chashinon, that you'll mix up the guy next to you. Kivin Shemitsuyim B'Yod HaMachzorim. As Ari Stern mentioned before, Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim, everybody's davening from a machzor. Hagav V'Nogim Shekolach Olam Alachaveiro. But that's not good enough. We have to say, the Kol Rama, they shall days of Yuchul Yisrael Yosef Kavona. You daven with Kavona when you daven loudly. Most people do. We come lo yagbia kol Yosef midai. People will make fun of you, and you will end up disturbing everybody else, or they'll end up talking Lashon Hara about you. Right, and you'll be machshel people talking Lashon Hara and Rosh Hashanah. Tikosev, when it came to Yom Tikosevi, biyud. And we're going to have a mitzvah to Yeshua Megamkin to say Chosev, another big asik. The Agrab of Biuro Maskim of Das Hasor Mamoros. They ain't Lomav to say Chosev because no Chasim on Rosh Hashanah yet. Or I should say, the average person you should not assume will be having a Chasim on Rosh Hashanah. By the way, we're going to have a Lomav to say Chosev because of a Chat Sayom. My experience in Eretz Yisrael is that the second night they do not say it. It's all over. Okay.